Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Before I bring this guy on, you know how much I admire him as a columnist down at Philly.com.
Yes.
But it's just weird that there was this big controversy last night at the Flyers game involving officiating. Because Mike tends to not react strongly to bad calls.
Smart man.
And I wonder now, and I have a feeling he's about to annoy us again.
All right.
We brought him on for other reasons. We want him to talk about the great stuff that's going on with the Flyers and the Sixers.
Yeah,
right
I was
now.
Very upset at the call.
You were upset.
Jones. Jonesy was not.
You were upset.
Yeah. All right.
Let's see how Mike feels. From Philly.com, Mike Sielski. Hi, Michael.
Morning, Angelo. How are you?
Mike, your reaction to the early whistle on a key moment in last night's biggest game of the season for the Flyers?
In terms of the degree of the mistake, I thought it was every bit as bad as the call at the end of that Saints-Rams game. It was
pretty
bad.
Wow. All right. Mike, are we seeing more of this or we're paying closer attention? What is it?
I maintain we're paying closer attention. I've said this to you before the last couple of weeks. I think because replay is so good, it actually makes the officials' jobs much, much harder because we can go over with a fine-tooth comb any call that they miss. Leon Stickle is still held in infamy around here, and there's a good reason. It's because they couldn't reverse that call back in Game 6 of 1980. So we can do that now, and it makes officials' jobs tougher. It doesn't mean they don't mess up, sometimes badly like last night, but such is life nowadays.
But, Mike, now that there is this kind of technology, has it changed the way they do the games? Like, I'm almost thinking they're more nervous, they're more self-conscious, and they're making more decisions that are not good ones in the moment.
I think you're 100% right about that. And I think it will make it harder in the future to find people who want to be referees and officials and linesmen, because who's going to want the scrutiny? If you mess up, everyone will know, and everyone will tell you you're an idiot and incompetent. Why would you want to put up with that?
Absolutely.
Let me,
while I'm on the Flyers, let me talk a little bit about Carter Hart. Last night was not his greatest night. Mm. Boy, Murray just stoned him.
He did.
Was that amazing what a job he did?
Won two cups.
Carter Hart, Mike, what do you see in the immediate future for this guy? Is he going to be our next big star?
He looks pretty great to me. I mean, I think he's the only hope the Flyers have to get back into the playoff race and maybe squeeze away their way in. I mean, at 8 points out now, it looks pretty bleak. But I wrote a column about this last week, kind of crunching the numbers. He is the difference. If you look at it statistically, they're giving up the same number of shots before he arrived and since he arrived. They're giving up the same number of high-quality scoring chances. The difference is he's making the saves, and the five guys or six guys or 12 guys who played goalie before him weren't. And he's turned things around for this team, and, you know, they're going to have to lean on him down the stretch. I think that's still an open question because he's so young and he would have to play so much. But the future certainly looks bright for this kid.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing to you, Mike, that it took the coach and the GM to leave for him to get up to the big leagues to prove he was ready? I'm amazed by the way that played out.
Yeah, I kind of am too. I understand what Ron Hextall was doing, and I think he probably looked at it and said, you know what, even if we bring the kid up this year, you know, how could he possibly play so great that he would get the team back into the playoff picture? And as it turns out, he has. Yeah. So I think this has exceeded everybody's expectations. Remember, Chuck Fletcher, at his introductory press conference, when he was asked about Carter Hart, said, "We have no plans to bring him up." And it was only because Anthony Stolarz got hurt that they did, and they kind of lucked into this situation.
It's amazing. All right, Mike, same building, other team, Sixers. They made some big moves. What do you think? They got a shot here to take us deep into the playoffs?
I think they absolutely do. I think the key to this whole thing, to be honest, is Jimmy Butler. I think we're going to find out a lot about Jimmy Butler over this final third of the season and into the postseason. You know, there's always this debate about, does he want to win, or does he want to win with Jimmy Butler being the centerpiece of the winning and getting his in the winning? and being happy with his teammates while they're winning. So we're going to find that out now, because as Brett Brown said, Joel Embiid is the crown jewel of this team. You know, Tobias Harris, from a style standpoint, is a better fit alongside Embiid and Ben Simmons. So what does Jimmy Butler become in that? Is he going to be happy being a third or fourth scorer most nights? Is he going to be happy playing tenacious defense, you know, on the perimeter, or playing some point guard? If he is, then yes, I think the Sixers are absolutely a team that can reach the NBA Finals. If he isn't, then, you know, there could be some problems.
Hey, Mike, give me a spin on Ben Simmons wanting to work out with Magic Johnson, being told no, and then Magic going public with it on Sunday.
Don't like it at all. Don't like this. I mean, it puts the Sixers in such a bad position. What do you tell Simmons? He wants to do this. Do you tell him no and run the risk of ticking him off so that, you know, he leaves at the first chance he gets and goes and signs up to play with LeBron and Rich Paul and their conglomerate over in L.A.? Do you tell him yes and then run the risk that Magic's going to tamper? I mean, Magic has not exactly been subtle about this
right. Since
he became the Lakers president. He name drops during interviews all the time, with names of players who don't play for the Lakers who he'd like to play for the Lakers. And he gets away with this because he's got that great smile on his face and he's Magic Johnson. This is ridiculous. And I think it puts the Sixers in a really bad position. And I think, yeah, they have a right to be upset. They're not publicly, but I think they have a right to be.
Absolutely. Now, Mike, you and I have this in common. We both offer often during our commentaries advice to teams. And I thought your advice to John Middleton and the Phillies with the Harper Machado stuff was interesting. A new way to look at stupid money. Could you explain what you think the Phillies should do at this moment with Harper and Machado?
Sure. Well, everybody remembers, you know, John Middleton's comment back in November, right? You know, we're going to spend money and we might be stupid about it. Well, I thought that was kind of a dumb comment at the time. It's going to drive up the prices for Machado and Harper. Why would you want to do that? But look at it now. They are perfectly positioned to wait this out as long as they have to. They know, and more importantly, the agents for Harper and Machado know that the Phillies will match or exceed any offer. John Middleton's put that out there. So if Manny Machado gets an offer he might be interested in from, say, the Yankees, Dan Lozano, his agent, knows, hey, I got to go to the Phillies. I got to do my due diligence. Got to check in with Matt Klentak, because the Phillies have said they're going to spend money. And if they don't like making an offer to Machado, that's fine. Let him walk. Let him go to the Yankees. And now you can outspend anyone for Bryce Harper. It doesn't guarantee they're going to get one of these two guys, but it sure puts them in a good position to do so.
Here's the problem on it, Mike, and I'm with you on use that to your advantage. But here's the problem. If they get outbid now by the Giants for Bryce Harper, I'm going to wonder what the hell that comment meant. Why would they be outbid for somebody? Harper's going to do enormous good for this franchise, filling seats, charisma, plus on the field, Mike. Why would you get outbid by the Giants? How does that work out better for the Giants than it does for the Phillies? They got to outbid them, don't they?
You're looking at it like Harper is a substantially better fit and better player for the Phillies to acquire.
Yes.
I don't look at it that way, and I'm not sure the Phillies look at it that way. I think they will. First of all, I don't think Harper is signing first. That's not the way Scott Boras operates. Scott Boras wants to win the offseason.
Right.
I would be stunned if Bryce Harper signed for anything with the Giants before Manny Machado.
Wow.
And even if that were the case, then you go overpay for Machado. It's not as if the Phillies aren't open to doing that. As I said, you know, as you said, John Middleton has already said they're going to do that. So if that happens, and I don't think it will, then you go get Manny Machado and you call the offseason a win anyway.
Wow. All right. I'm trying to do all four sports because Sielski's strong in every one of them. Mike, I'm having a real problem. Carson Wentz was with Alshon Jeffrey Sunday at the Sixers game. I'm having a hard time seeing Alshon Jeffrey right now because he dropped that ball. Any advice
for me? Did you notice Carson passed him a soda and Alshon dropped it?
There it is, Al. He's taking shots. Sielski, that was a cheap shot.
I love Alshon, and Alshon knows.
But wait,
Alshon and I have a good relationship.
But Mike, he now represents a lost season to me. How do I get past it?
You have to get past it because he didn't lose that season. That was a bad mistake, but they were going to be in third and six. There's no guarantee they are going to score a touchdown there. Drew Brees gets the ball back. You need to close your eyes and think back to those three catches he made in the first half of the Super Bowl.
Okay.
You need to think about the two touchdowns he had in the NFC Championship game against the Vikings, and you need to breathe deeply and relax.
But Rhea Hughes assured me they would have won that game if he had caught the ball.
No, I also told you you should put some of the blame on Nick Foles for overthrowing Zach Ertz to an interception.
And then Rhea said they would have beaten the Rams in L.A. and gone to the Super Bowl.
I might have said that.
And then after that, she said they were going to beat the Patriots again and we were going to have a parade.
Well, you know, look at the way Jared Goff played in that Super Bowl. You don't think that the Eagles could have created some problems for them in an NFC Championship game and for him?
With Nick Foles? Absolutely.
Oh,
Mike Sielski, Philly.com. Mike, great stuff. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.